Dwayne The Rock Johnson's un-Islamic nipple censored on Iran state television. By Simon Kent on March 22, 2019. Television viewers in Iran were spared a view of Dwayne The Rock Johnson's nipple when he appeared in a hospital scene in the science fiction monster action film Rampage. Iran state television broadcaster TV5 aired the film on March 19, the first day of Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, when a bare-chested Johnson appeared in the hospital bed. With his broken arm resting on a pillow, the censors apparently used editing software to ensure his right nipple was not aired for the delectation and mortification of the viewing public. A tattoo on the left side of his chest was also similarly blurred. In a country where bootleg copies of Hollywood movies are openly exchanged before any airing on local television, the censors' work did not go unnoticed. Fans took to social media to voice their opinions, AFP's Observers reports. One Twitter user posted a sarcastic message, writing, "Another historic moment in state media. The people who work in the censorship section of state TV have a strange idea of sexuality if the sight of a male nipple turns them on." Exclamation mark. Hash underscore 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 pic.twitter.com/WVLMKN1NJQ. At Shaba 27, March 18, 2019. Another user wrote, "Another achievement by state TV, censoring Dwayne Johnson's nipples. If they're afraid wolf teats are erotic, they must think this guy is Kim Kardashian. God, why did we have to be born in Iran?" Smiles. pic.twitter.com/re9pub9u. El Salido, at El Salido 619, March 19, 2019. Censorship in the strict Islamic Republic has long been a vexatious issue for movie lovers and state television producers alike. The country frowns on any open displays of affection, let alone sex, being broadcast to the general populace, and even men and women holding hands on Iran TV is viewed as forbidden. The internet is heavily regulated for the same crime, as Breitbart News has reported. Last December, the simple act of screening a few fleeting seconds of a sex scene from a Jackie Chan movie cost a regional TV producer his job. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.